Cologne's main train station lies in the shadow of the city's Gothic cathedral. It's a natural gathering place in this western German city. Tourists gawk at the blackened spires. City residents use it as a casual meeting place, as it's a major transit hub for Europe. But it was here on New Year's Eve where thousands of people, mostly young men and many of the migrants and asylum seekers, took over the square, shooting bottle rockets, Roman candles, and firecrackers in a chaotic atmosphere that quickly spiraled out of control. By many accounts, pickpocket gangs groped and harassed young women, stealing their valuables and leaving many scarred and humiliated. More than 600 complaints were filed in the first days of 2016, the lion's share here in Cologne. This has caused a scandal in Germany. The police chief was sacked, and right-wing politicians, long hostile to the German government's welcoming about 1.1 million refugees in 2015 alone, are seizing on the New Year's Eve chaos to say enough is enough. Dirk Stutzel runs a bookshop around the corner from Cologne's train station. He says the country is under stress, having absorbed more than a million people in the past year.
We're coming to a point where we say it would be okay if nobody came anymore. We're fine with the people who are here, and they should have the right to stay here. But it's going to be a real problem if there's another million coming this year.
The attitude towards refugees in Germany is changing. War and chaos in the Middle East seems to be getting worse, not better. Refugees in Germany say they can feel the mood shift. Ahmed Alian is a 28-year-old lawyer from the Syrian city of Raqqa, now the de facto capital of ISIS. He came here about 4 months ago and is working on construction sites while trying to help support two brothers and a nephew who are in middle school.
I've noticed a big difference. When I'm on the train, people sometimes stare at me for 2 or 3 minutes in a very bad way. It's really hard when people glare. It's shocking, really.
It's not his imagination. The country's anxiety makes room for right-wing forces long hostile to immigrants to seize the initiative, and xenophobes are getting bolder, with Muslim community organizations like the German Council of Muslims reporting an unprecedented rise in hate mail, including threats. Police acknowledge the threat is real. Last Sunday, there were 4 separate attacks against Middle Easterners and an African man standing outside Cologne's train station. Cologne police official Michael Temme told reporters that officers have zero tolerance for reprisal attacks and had already arrested 2 in connection with the incidents.
We will do everything we can to clearly show the limits to potential criminals and those who think they can take the law into their own hands.
Authorities have also charged 32 men accused of harassing and robbing women on New Year's Eve. Of those, 22 were asylum seekers. Police are even offering cash rewards in excess of 10,000 euros for information leading to more arrests. Germany's politicians continue to express their outrage about the attacks against women, but feminists say they're wary of becoming a foil for anti-refugee sentiment.
Cases of sexual assault are not a new or imported phenomenon. They've existed and they've been something that the feminist movement has been dealing with for years. And on the one hand, we should not say that this type of misogyny can be justified or tolerated or dismissed. These are very real allegations and they need to be taken seriously.
That's Mackenzie Nelson of the Heinrich Böll Stiftung, a nonprofit affiliated with Germany's Green Party. She says feminists inside and outside of Germany are alarmed that right-wing movements are using the outcry over sexual violence as cover to demonize refugees and Muslims as a whole.
This attention has really been hijacked by right-wingers. In Germany, the Pegida movement has instrumentalized feminist arguments to push their anti-refugee and xenophobic agenda, and this is also something that we can't tolerate.
Meanwhile, the German government is vowing to pass laws making it easier to deport refugees convicted of serious crimes, including sexual assault. Refugees like Ahmed Alian say they hope people realize that the great majority of people come to Germany seeking a peaceful existence, not to stir up trouble.
Syrian people fled war from a lawless country where anyone can commit crimes. Why would you come to Germany to commit crime? Syrian people came here to build a new life in this country.
The problem is not going away. The International Organization for Migration reported this week that more than 24,000 migrants and refugees crossed the Mediterranean to Greece and Italy in the first 2 weeks of January. That's on top of more than a million who arrived in 2015. Many European countries are reacting by tightening their borders and reinstating passport controls. But with no end in sight to conflicts in places like Syria, Yemen, and Afghanistan, these efforts will likely do little to address the enormous influx of people still fleeing war, poverty, and turmoil, and seeking relative safety and security in Europe. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Cologne.